My name is Howard Markert, M-A-R-K-E-R-T. I'm from Youngstown, Ohio. And I'm here today to protest the destructive practice of hydraulic fracturing and injection wells in this country and specifically in our region.
Green Party, tell me more about that.
The Green Party is what the Democratic Party used to be about 60 years ago. We represent the liberal side of things on both social issues, environmental issues, and business issues.
One critique of the Green Party is they keep fielding national candidates without building the local infrastructure.
Well, having not been involved with the party at the national level, I can't address that issue. I can tell you that in our local group, we have two candidates on the ballot successfully this year. We also have some candidates that will be write-in candidates on the state ballot.
So what's going on with the issue of fracking?
Biggest issue is the risk to our water resources, primarily on the surface from mechanical failure or human error. One of my biggest concerns in Mahoning County is that the water for the city of Youngstown and a number of surrounding communities is from the Meander Reservoir. That reservoir has several bridges over it, including Interstate 80, which is a primary route for trucking the concentrated fracking fluid across the state into Pennsylvania. And if there was to be an accident involving one of those trucks with thousands of gallons of concentrated toxic chemicals going into the reservoir that supplies over 150,000 people, there is no plan for dealing with that.
Why now? Hasn't this been going on for a while?
Fracking has been going on for a long time. It's been in use for over 60 years. What's new is a combination of the horizontal drilling technique, which has only been around for about 15 years, and combining that with the high-volume slick water concept, where they use, instead of tens or 50,000 gallons of water per well, they're using anywhere from 8 to 10 million gallons of water per well, and anywhere from 7,500 to 50,000 gallons of concentrated chemicals.
Some people might say, well, look, we need energy. We have to face trade-offs. We can't have an entirely pristine environment if we want to maintain our modern way of life.
That's true, and I would say look to Germany. Currently, Germany, a country four times the size of Ohio, produces more than 40% of their energy from renewables. They produce more energy from solar panels, both photovoltaic and thermal, than all of North America combined. And yet they're further north than Ohio and receive only 50% of the energy from solar power that we do.
So what's the difference between Germany and the United States then?
Germany's government has been very proactive in making sure that subsidies and incentives are put in place to encourage the development of green energy alternatives and discourage the energy use of fossil fuels through taxes.
Van Jones was in town a couple months ago, and a point he made is that environmental issues are related, of course, to social issues, but are also related to political issues. In other words, if we have a better functioning democracy, we'll be in a better position to deal with our social and environmental issues. What are your opinions on such things as participatory democracy and other ways to make our democracy function better?
First and foremost, I am supportive of actions to make our democracy work better. However, we have to keep in mind we don't live in a democracy. We live in a republic. Now, it is a democratic republic, but under a republic, the people don't have direct control over their government. They elect representatives who make all the decisions for them. Unfortunately, due to the recent Citizens United case in the Supreme Court, the citizens have lost their power of their votes because they've allowed corporate money and special interest money to buy all of the politicians.
What's a key issue, in your opinion, that's connecting all of this? Because to be honest with you, I see some of the same people here that I see at other events that someone could label as progressive or liberal. And whether it has to do with fracking, whether it has to do with mountaintop removal mining, corporate power, local food, you name it. What is the core issue in your opinion?
There's several ways to address that. A primary issue is water. Whether you're Republican or Democrat, whether you're conservative or liberal, you drink the same water. And there isn't a system that filters the water for the rich, and it doesn't filter the water for the poor.
You can buy water filters a lot more easily if you're rich.
True, you can buy water filters, but when you don't know what toxins are in the water because there's a loophole that says they don't have to disclose that, how can a manufacturer build a filter to filter out what they don't know was in there?
What do you think of the Occupy movement?
I've been extremely supportive of the Occupy movement, Occupy Youngstown, Cleveland, Warren. I feel that just like the earthquakes in Youngstown, our government needs to be shaken up.